Chapter 9, Feeding the Masses. As you and your boss are discussing the meeting room seating arrangements, sleeping room accommodations, and audiovisual needs, you'll also want to talk about any group or planned meals you want to have. How many meal functions? Let's say you're having a two-day meeting. You might want to set up a group lunch each day. A dinner on one of the evenings would be nice with a cocktail reception prior to the dinner, held in a separate room, the same room, or by the pool. Feel your imagination going to work? I'm not trying to make money for the hotel by suggesting these functions. You'll be entirely on your own to decide how many functions you will sponsor. Blocking space, seating arrangements. Once you decide on the meals you want to set up, be sure to block rooms of ample size to eat those meals in. The most popular types of seating arrangements for meal functions are rounds or U-shape. It's been my experience that a change of pace is nice here. If your group has met all day in a U-shape, put them at rounds for their meals. If they've been at a conference table, put them at a U-shape. A classroom setup for a meeting may lend itself to rounds or a U-shape for the meal functions. Choosing menus and giving guarantees. If you don't already have banquet menus, you'll usually get those on your site inspection, which will be covered in depth in Chapter 13. Request them at the time you reserve your space. Make a follow-up note to yourself as to when you should have them. You should look them over carefully and be sure you know what you're ordering. Don't be intimidated by entrees with fancy names. Ask questions. You may find that your hotel contact may not know exactly what a certain item is. They will find out for you if you inquire. Then you can choose your menus intelligently. You'll be required to give the hotel a guarantee on all meals 48 hours prior to the particular function. A guarantee is a final count of the number of attendees and a guarantee that you will pay for that many meals. The hotel will prepare for a certain amount over your guarantee. Check with your hotel contact on this number. It is usually 10%. That means if you guarantee 50 persons, they will prepare enough food for 55 persons. Be advised, however, that if you have only 45 people show up, you'll be charged for your guaranteed number. If your contact says they have a 10% leeway, it usually means upward only. You cannot lower your guarantee once you're within the 48-hour period. Some hotels even require as long as 72 hours on guarantees. Know also that buffet meals often require minimum guarantees of 50 persons. When choosing menus, keep in mind any special dietary needs. Your attendees should be told in the notification letter that they must inform you of any special needs. You can give them examples, like food allergies, low-sodium diets, vegetarian needs, etc. Choosing menus should not be a chore. Choose carefully, and it will pay off. Keep your lunch selections on the lighter side and save the intense rich food for the evening meals. Some hotels offer a working lunch. This is great for a small intense meeting that is short on time and long on items to be covered. This menu is light, usually an assortment of sandwiches, chips, desserts or fruit, and a beverage. It is served on a rolling cart that is brought into the meeting room approximately 10 minutes before the scheduled lunch break. The attendees help themselves at the specified time, return to their meeting table, and the meeting goes on while they eat. Again, not all hotels offer working lunches, and they are appropriate only for small groups. Be considerate when deciding on menus. Do not have beef at every meal. Alternate with chicken and fish. Generally, you will be asked to choose appetizers, entrees, and desserts from a standard list. Usually, bread and butter, coffee or tea, and vegetables and/or potatoes are also included in the price of the banquet meal. Be careful with vegetables offered as chef's choice or vegetable of the day. A phrase like this places you literally at the mercy of the hotel. It usually isn't too bad, but remember, you might be opening yourself up for the infamous banquet green pea. Green peas have been served at banquets since the dawn of time, usually overcooked or undercooked, seldom tasting just right. Ask what types of vegetables the chef usually prepares with a particular entree you've chosen. If you don't want a certain vegetable, tell your contact. Impress on them, for instance, that you do not want broccoli or green peas as the green vegetable. On the contract, it may look like this: French onion soup, fresh garden salad, choice of dressing, sliced London broil, vegetable of the day, no broccoli or green peas, parsley, new potatoes, rolls and butter, key lime pie, coffee, tea.